They had to come down, though, right? You know that. And they couldn't stay up on the mountain forever. It couldn't last. This amazing event that we call the Transfiguration. And then they couldn't tell anybody about it until the resurrection. They probably didn't have a clue what that meant anyway. But in the end, after witnessing such a privileged event and actually hearing the voice of God come from the heavens and seeing Jesus transfigured before their eyes and having a conversation, listening to that conversation of Jesus and Moses and Elijah, they had to come down the mountain. They couldn't stay there because there was work to be done. We live through some pretty remarkable events too, right? Our lives are filled with some just great, great moments. And some of them are just those blessings or remarkable times of our lives we would wish would last forever, but they never do. Eventually, they come to an end. It begins another part of the journey, the hard work of the journey sometimes. And I guess that's kind of what life is, right? Wins and losses, highest mountains, deep ditches, burdens so heavy we thought we would break, and gifts so wonderful that we just are speechless in our joy. But that perspective, folks, that's of those events and those experiences is what those are what helps us to navigate life. They give us the courage and the strength to just continue the journey. That's what the transfiguration of Jesus is all about. It's about, like all events of our lives, the good, the bad, they're not meant to last, but they give us this remarkable perspective to just continue the journey. The journey began with Abram. Abram sent forth from the land of his kinfolk. He was sent forth by God to make a great nation. He had no idea what that meant, no idea what blessings, what challenges would await him, let alone those that would come upon the next generation and the generation after that. All he had was the blessing of God, and he went forth to begin the journey. Thousands of years later, Paul would pen a letter to his friend Timothy. There would be hardships, Paul said, but bear with them with the strength that comes from God. Keep it in that perspective. It would be tempting to want to pitch our tent on the mountaintops and just stay there. It'd be wonderful if we could live in an economy that never took a dip, wouldn't it? I mean, that'd be cool. Or relationships that were always in their honeymoon. It'd be wonderful that if every ticket was a winner and every era of our lives was perfect and we won every game. But would then not our hearts grow numb to gratefulness? Sometimes it might be tempting to just wallow in the darkness and in pity in our hardships. It might be easy to just give up, get angry, surrender to the forces of evil. But would then not our hearts grow numb to hope? See, our life with Jesus Christ calls us to use those moments of transfiguration and to find strength in God in the hardships that we encounter. And then we keep going. Like Abraham did, like Jesus did, like the apostles did, like Timothy did, they all did. All those holy men and women who've gone before us, just like we will do.